USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed the wording on its website earlier this month to emphasize that the coronavirus is not easily spread through contact with contaminated surfaces. The change, made on May 11th with no public announcement, was to headline on the agency's page about how the virus spreads and specifically whether a person can get sick from touching a surface with the virus on it. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The justice system in Texas is having to deal with damage done by a dirty cop, and USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Almost 100 more drug convictions tied to the now former Houston police officer are expected to be overturned. The Harris County DA's office says Gerald Goines lied when he secured search warrants, which led to 91 convictions. Defense lawyers will have to review the evidence and request new trials before the cases are dismissed. Prosecutors already said about 6 dozen other cases will also end up being dismissed. The investigation into Goines began last year after the deaths of 2 people during a botched drug raid. In Houston, prosecutors have charged Goines with murder for that raid, as he had lied to get a no-knock warrant. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, has been asked by Joe Biden to undergo a formal vetting to be considered as his vice presidential running mate, one of several potential contenders now being scrutinized by his aides ahead of the final decision. While several are expected to consent to the vetting, at least one potential contender has bowed out. Senator Jeanine Shaheen, the Democrat from New Hampshire, who's running for re-election, declined Biden's invitation to be considered. But Senator Maggie Hassan, the other New Hampshire senator, has agreed, according to local news reports. Biden committed during a March primary debate to pick a woman as his running mate, and he said the list of women is currently around a dozen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.